I believe I lived a long, long time ago as the Emperor Thucydides in the Holy Roman Empire. My bride, Sleazebagius, and I had an idyllic lifestyle. We would throw opulent parties. I remember sitting there with my social secretary, Ejaculus. I said, Ejaculus, sir, I want to have a party to end all parties. I want all the wenches there. You know, Estrogenia, Fallopia. I want to make sure you invite them all. He said, what about Phrygidocles? I said, no, tell her to take a hike. All right, dear. He said, what about Menopausius? I said, well, she can come, sir, provided she shaves. All right, that's all I'm asking. All right? All right, dear. He said, should I invite Hymenius? I said, well, she's a little young, but save Hymenius for me. He said, oh, yes, I will, your important sir. He said, should we invite Flatulus? I said, yeah, he's a nice guy, but seat him at the other end of the table, if you don't mind. Okay? He said, what about Orgasmocles? I said, yes, by all means, Orgasmocles is more than welcome. He said, what about Prostatus? I said, I don't know about Prostatus. I don't know what kind of fun's he going to have, you know what I'm saying? But the wedges, I don't care about the guys. You can invite Scrotocles if you want. Spermius will come if Scrotocles comes, of course. What about Circumcisius? I said, yeah, you can invite him. You can invite him. But I tell you what, I don't care about the guys. Invite whoever you want. Hemorrhoidocles, Oppositorius, bring them all. But make sure Ovaria comes and Ovulata, okay? Last time I was there, I had an affair with Ovulata's sister, Genitalia. And Oh, Della. So go. I have things to do. Scoot. Oh, and Ejaculus. He said, yes, you're in confidence. I said, would you send Felatia to see me? Send her up to my quarters. And so, grinning with anticipation, I sat down to await the arrival of Felatia. She stepped into the office. She said, sir, I said, in here, Felatia. I'm waiting for you. In anticipation, I had removed my robe. She said, now, sire? I said, yes, now, my child. And so, she began her function. She began her palace duty. As I smiled and stroked her brow lightly. Oh, that's nice. Oh, yes. Oh, that is nice. I could feel it tingle. Glad that she received the approval of the Great One. Oh, Delhi. Oh, Delhi, I said. Oh, and she worked her magic. Her magic. Oh, until finally... Oh, she backed away. She said, sire. Why is it I feel you don't respect me? I said, Felatia, my child, why would you think a thing like that? She said, well, sir, I feel that somehow... You have no respect for the service I perform or the significance of it. I think you treat it as common, and I think you treat me as common. I said, it couldn't be farther from the truth, Felatia. I think you are a great human being as well as a talented performer, and I have nothing but the utmost respect. She said, in that case, sire, do you mind, next time, before you summon me, finish your constitutional first, all right? I